This is a CHLY News Update. Nanaimo's Judo Club took over Matfield Sutton Park last weekend as it hosted a fundraiser after a fire in July severely damaged their dojo. The event featured the club showing off their training routine with one-on-one sparring, as well as a local Vietnamese food truck. In mid-July, the fire at their club on the corner of McCleary and Campbell Street made the club homeless with nowhere to practice. Nathan Eby, a member of the club and one of the head organizers behind the event, speaks on the fire and the fundraiser.
Yeah, there was a suspicious fire set to our building on McCleary Street, and the damage is very extensive. So, you know, at this time, our club, we don't really have a home right now to practice judo and do the sport we love, so we might as well try it outside.
Eby explained that Nanaimo Judo Club is a non-profit that has been active for more than 60 years, dating back to 1960. He explains what the fundraiser means for the club and his community beyond the money.
It'll be great for our members too, who haven't had a chance to do any judo for a while, just a chance to get all our community together and, you know, have some good times and, you know, do some classes and kind of practice again and keep our community strong.
Sunday's event featured judo mats near the Mafeo Sun Park's welcome pole where the club's judoka demonstrated throws and grappling, among other techniques. The event is not only a fundraiser, but also an opportunity for members to practice once again. Additionally, the club partnered with My Jolly Treats, a food truck connected to Saigon Kitchen, who donated its proceeds from the event to the Nanaimo Judo Club. Eby added on the importance of the club for the community and himself.
I think judo for me is it's everything. It's kind of a way of life. It's a way that I, you know, we all stay active, healthy, we stay in shape. I think it's just really great for, you know, for young athletes too, for learning physical literacy, learning our bodies, how we move, learning discipline, self-respect, how to work with other people. I think it's just a wonderful all around. It's just great for our mental health and bodies and everything. And it builds such a, it's like a family to me. And it's just wonderful to be able to share that with people.
Eby explained the money raised during the event will help the club with the cost that the insurance doesn't cover, such as rebuilding, rent and replacement of space or equipment. Sandra Magnusson is a volunteer who helps the club operate, also known as Judo Grandma. She was at the event and spoke on its importance.
This means a lot to all of us. We're trying to find new space. We don't know yet what's going on because they're still doing their investigations. We're desperately looking for a new home until we decide or they decide what we can do.
Magnusson says she's been involved in judo for years and connected with a club after her granddaughter joined around 19 years ago. She emphasized the club tries to keep programs affordable and accessible for families with additional support if needed. Judo Grandma commented on the club's growth, recalling only 4 to 5 children in the club when she first became involved. She now says the club serves around 125 families and added on the club's outside practice during the fundraiser.
The kids are doing demonstrations because we do not have a club right now as it speaks, so we're going to try to do classes outside until September and really try to make everybody aware that we are a community and we appreciate a community. The donations are much appreciated from our community.
As of today, the club has raised approximately $29,000 of their $35,000 goal. Eloy Fiander is the club's head instructor and has spent more than 3 decades with the club. He comments on the community's response during the fundraiser.
Our community has been great. Yeah, everybody's here supporting us today, and we have a GoFundMe page going on too, right? So it's been amazing support. So.
Fiander explains his judo experience is deeply rooted, saying his father was part of the judo club when he was younger. He's now followed in his father's footsteps, and his children have too. He looks brightly into the future for the club, emphasizing the club's presence in Nanaimo and its need to keep going no matter what.
That's a step in the right direction. You know, we've been kind of homeless for the last month or so, right? So, you know, we're trying to get a space now and get back into, back into the dojo and get things running again.
Nanaimo's Judo Club will continue practicing outside up until September to allow the children to keep doing what they love. For CHOY Nanaimo, this is Luis Zeppelin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.